It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jay-Z finally admitted to cheating on Beyonce in a bombshell interview last week, and now a report says the two A-listers worked hard to stay together for the sake of their family. A source told People magazine that the 36-year-old singer and 48-year-old rapper struggled to put on a united front in the midst of their marital troubles, but says the couple did so for the sake of their daughter, Blue Ivy. The source said it was very rough for them to stay married. It took Beyonce a long time to trust again. She was struggling to move on and forgive, but keeping her family together was very important. The House of Representatives rejected an attempt to impeach Donald Trump. Democratic Rep Al Green introduced two articles of impeachment against Trump on Wednesday. The congressman from Texas called Trump unfit for office and accused him of high misdemeanors. But lawmakers immediately voted to effectively kill his resolution, with 364 voting to table it and 58 Democrats voting to move ahead. Former Glee star Lea Michele was forced to evacuate her home while firefighters battled to attempt to put out fires across Southern California. This is what she had to say about it.
I evacuated my house this morning, and I had 2 minutes to think what I would take, and I grabbed my cat, and that's all, because it really doesn't matter. All you need is just surround yourself with the people that you love. Like, these things, like, nothing matters.
Time magazine has announced that its 2017 Person of the Year is actually a group. It's labeled as the Silence Breakers. The name refers to women and some men who triggered a hashtag MeToo national outcry over sexual harassment. The magazine said President Trump was runner-up for the top title, while the Chinese president was third on the list. The cover of the Person of the Year magazine issue features Ashley Judd, Taylor Swift, former Uber engineer Susan Fowler, and a woman whose face is obscured, which is intended to represent the women who haven't come forward yet. Time's editor-in-chief said this is the fastest-moving social change we've seen in decades, and it began with individual acts of courage by hundreds of women and some men who came forward to tell their own stories of sexual harassment and assault. Lindsay Lohan loves living life in Dubai, apparently.
The laws of no paparazzi and these kind of things, where you have a private life, you can actually live your life, and I've lived so much of mine in the public, it was a perfect match for me. I'm not going to walk outside and there's going to be a guy snapping flashes if I don't want my picture taken. Like, it doesn't exist.
I didn't even know she lived there. So that's kind of weird.
I thought
weird.
I heard something like that, yeah, too. I don't know what's going on with Lindsay Lohan.
No one does.
I just want my
Lindsay doesn't even know what's going on with Lindsay.
Who am I? What is this? Go ahead, live the web girl. What do you know?
She's dating a Dubai prince.
She is?
Remember? Yeah, oh. I saw that somewhere on social media.
How did we not remember that, Alex?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. California cops just found an audio recording of the 1993 interview where Corey Feldman identified alleged sexual predators. Feldman had been saying that he has provided names of sexual predators in Hollywood to Santa Barbara County Police in 93. The sheriff's office at the time denied having any records of Feldman doing that. A department spokeswoman said a copy of Mr. Feldman's interview was located. The recording is being turned over to the LAPD. Feldman said he filed a report with the LAPD about the sexual abuse he suffered as a child back in October, but the police said his allegations are too old to be prosecuted.
Yeah, if nothing happens now, it never will. Like, this, with everything going on, is the time where, like, he might be able to call all of his people out and actually get some justice.
Ryan Reynolds is set to star in the first ever live-action Pokemon film titled Detective Pikachu. Reynolds is joining Justice Smith and Big Little Lies actress Catherine Newton in the movie, which is based on the popular gaming franchise. The story involves the father of Smith's teenage character being kidnapped, forcing him to team up with Pikachu in order to find him. Newton will portray a journalist. I was never a fan of the show. It actually, so I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but when this show was big on TV, like in the 90s, a bunch of kids were getting sick when they would watch it, like the way that the animation was, and I was one of those kids.
Oh,
like,
man.
I couldn't watch the show because it made me physically ill.
The best part of the song's not in here. It's like, Pokemon!
I'm serious. Well, because it was a short segment.
But that's the best part of the Pokemon song!
Sorry, I just left that
Somebody
out.
Get me a new Pokemon song, please!
And now this is some tea. This is exclusive tea that only I have. You will not hear this on any other radio station in America. Okay?
I'll be the judge of that.
This is hot goss. The flames. So John Mayer went on Twitter yesterday to thank fans for all their love and support after he was hospitalized for an emergency appendectomy. He apologized for having to cancel his concert with Dead & Company in New Orleans. In the tweet, he mentions being sorry that they couldn't finish out the last days of the tour, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. So John seems to be in good spirits. He posted a mirror selfie on Instagram with the caption, "Still got it." But here is the secret tea.
I need to know.
Rumor has it, Someone who works for Time Magazine in the pop culture department said that Andy Cohen had to go visit his boyfriend in the hospital yesterday. The boyfriend, John Mayer.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know he was gay.
I know. That's the secret tea. John Mayer and Andy Cohen are supposedly dating right now.
Are you telling me that Your Body is a Wonderland?
I'm serious.
Is about Andy Cohen?
No, I think that he's fluid. He's switching teams, I think. Listen, if anyone dates Katy Perry, it makes sense that they'd want to get away from women after that, because she's just absolutely
Are you
nuts.
Kidding me? The haircut right now kind of ruined it. Katy Perry back in California Girls days was hot.
Yeah, and
oh
then she went freaking nuts because Russell Brand ruined her, and then she dated John, and she was a psychopath, and he's like, you know what? I'm done with women. I'm going to men.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're doing.
Swish, swish, bish.
So you only heard it here, and you heard it here first. Supposedly, John Mayer and Andy Cohen are doing it in the butt.
Wait, did you say John Mayer or?
Not John Cena.
Okay.
John Cena is straight. He's with one of those Bella twins.
Okay.
So that's the tea. That's the garbage.